Saxit, the polls have just opened across the nation. What's the atmosphere where you're at, and what can we expect throughout the day?
Indeed, happy election day, where we are here at a polling station in the north of Bangkok. And as I'm going to ask my cameraman to show there, the polls are now open. And we are seeing the mother of one of the prime minister candidates, the mother of Yochanan Wong Sawat, being actually the first at this polling station. And we can see that she is registering. And she and 53 million other Thais are going to vote in this election today. And they're going to have more than two ballots. There will be three ballots to cross today. We have one ballot that is for the constituency candidate, a second one for the party list candidate, but also very unique this time around. This is the first time that we will have a referendum on the same day as a general election. And this referendum is asking the questions whether Thais want a new constitution to replace the constitution of 2017 that was written under military rule as a legacy of the military coup of 2014. Of course, this is also an election about whether or not, as I'm going to come back into frame, whether or not incumbent Prime Minister Anutin Jamvirakun gets another mandate to extend his short-lived incumbency, his short-lived rule of 3 months during his minority government before he called for snap elections, and whether or not this will be enough to extend that very short mandate into a much longer mandate into 4 years.
Absolutely, a very important day, not just for Thailand, but also for the people to make crucial decisions. Wykit, how's the turnout so far where you're at?
Well, Ella, mine is not as exciting as where Saxit is. No notable personalities as yet. But that's not an indication of the day's turnout. In fact, the People's Party, whom I've been following, one of the candidates says that they are expecting a high voter turnout because, in his words, this is the most meaningful election in Thai history. And like you mentioned this earlier, Saxit also talked about the unique feature of this time round, because not only are voters choosing their local MP and their prime ministers based on the party that they support, they're also choosing to say yes or no to constitutional reform. Now, an early indication of a high voter turnout could be seen on February 1st during the advance voting. More than 87% of them had turned up. And this is a very valid concern because in 2 years, Thailand has seen three prime ministers, and analysts, parties, as well as voters whom I spoke to all say that there is voter fatigue. Now, whether or not that voter fatigue translates into action and high voter turnout, we'll be keeping track of that throughout the day.
Well, voting just opened in Thailand, so we'll wait and see as more interesting stuff come back to you. Saxit, you know, you mentioned to us that Yochanan's mom was spotted as well. You're at the polling station where Pua Thai's Yochanan Wong Sawat is expected to vote as well. What's the sense on the ground on whether the Shinawat's family will be able to wrest back control from the ruling Bum Jai Thai?
That is a very good question. The Pua Thai Party, as Wykit has mentioned, you know, they were part of those three prime ministers in 2 years. They were they have not won the elections in 2023, much to the shock of them and everybody else. But they still were able to form the government with Prime Minister Sethat Thawisin, who got kicked out by the Constitutional Court after a year. And then Pattutan Shinawat, the daughter of former Prime Minister and the Pua Thai Party's patriarch, Thaksin, she was then Prime Minister for a year before then she also was kicked out by the Constitutional Court. So you can see that, you know, not only is this a sign of political instability, but also of the waning influence of Thaksin and the Pua Thai Party itself. Nevertheless, the party remains optimistic that they can mount a comeback with Yochanan Wong Sawat, who's the nephew of Thaksin Shinawat. He is the main candidate. He is planned to come here to this polling station at 9 a.m., because that's the ballot number of the Pua Thai Party, but that's also an auspicious number here in Thailand. So we will see whether or not this number and this time, and also the candidate himself, will bring fortune and luck to the Pua Thai Party again, or whether or not the decline and the waning influence of the Pua Thai Party continues and they might end up third in a two-horse race against the Bum Jai Thai Party and the People's Party.
Now we'll have to wait and see if those numbers work in the best for them. Wykit, lots of problems promises given by candidates and parties. What are some of the issues that have been on the minds of voters leading up to today?
Well, as with all elections, there will be your local, national, and as you said earlier in your introduction, Ella, the geopolitical element as well. But what struck me most, what surprised me most was this week when I spoke to voters off camera, casually, what they told me was that they wanted political stability as the top of their minds when they cast their ballot today. And it's only when you probe further that they say yes, cost of living, economy, and inflation is also something that they are very concerned about. But this is Bangkok, to be fair. This is People's Party's vote bank. So it may not be a surprise that some of the voters or support, people I spoke to echo what People's Party has been campaigning about. Now, there's also an international element to this election. Countries throughout will be looking from outside to see the political developments. The People's Party had told me that based on its reputation, as well as its potential lineup of cabinet comprising technocrats, the signal that they're sending to the world is that Thailand is reform-driven. There's also a very important bilateral element as well. There's this ongoing Thai-Cambodia border dispute. Blocs like ASEAN will no doubt be looking in to see the developments here because there is a lot at stake for ASEAN too to ensure that there is peace brought back to Thailand and Cambodia.